This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The DJV Health Program. Doug Steffen here, enthusiastically presenting my very good friend, Dr. Jack Stockwell. He's not here. Well, actually, you know what? He is here because he's my friend. He's here for a lot of different reasons, but one of them is that he's my friend. I don't have anybody on any of my programs that is not someone that I like. Frankly, the steady diet of information that you get from the DJV program Monday through Friday or these specialty programs, DJV Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. Very interesting, very dynamic place, and certainly they can use somebody like Jack to help people out. He's a GAPS practitioner, NUCA chiropractor, has thousands of clients that come in or patients. Which do you prefer, by the way? Do you call them your patients or your clients? Because
well,
I think some doctors...
Usually a doctor sees patients.
Yeah,
so,
you would think that.
You know, and some of them refer to themselves as clients, and some of them friends, and some of them patients. Hey, but with that wonderful little introduction you just gave me, I have a little bone to pick. Yeah, I was listening to the DJV show earlier this morning, as I usually do.
Yes.
And there was a couple of things that were said about the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. I've got to pick a bone with you here because it
did
wasn't...
Did I say them or were did the ladies have...
Both of you, but mostly
yeah.
You.
Really?
Because the trial wasn't about Kyle Rittenhouse. It wasn't about him at all. It was about the right to self-defense, and we have it all on film. It was clearly self-defense. You may not like Kyle Rittenhouse. You may not like Tucker Carlson and his covering of it. But that court decision...
Those statements are true. Yes.
But that court decision saved our right to self-defense.
Well,
and it was probably the most important court decision in our lifetime.
Okay. So you and I, this is not necessarily a program in which we discuss those sort of things.
Yeah.
And I won't necessarily prolong this. But for those who didn't hear the conversation on the DJV program, which I do Monday through Friday earlier in the morning with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, I've been doing that program or some outgrowth of it for 34, the longest, that's the longest syndicated Monday through Friday program on the air.
Yeah.
So we discuss lots of different things, issues and people and that sort of thing. And I was taken back by Kyle Rittenhouse, mostly because of the visuals, perhaps. I'm not an expert in the comings and goings and why he was there. But I remember seeing a picture of him with the gun and whether the gun is not as scary as it looks. It just seemed to me, and it was more about his parents or his family and why at the age that he is, he was, you know, he's still a kid. He's under the age of 18. Why was he allowed to go to this and to participate in it for whatever the reason? He was asked to go.
Okay, he was asked to go to protect a car lot and some businesses that people were trying
to put on fire. He's 17. What does he know about life?
I agree with you. But
yeah.
The thing is that the final decision where he was acquitted in all five charges isn't about him. It's about the right of self-defense when your life is in imminent peril.
I don't question that. Yeah, that's probably why I'd go along with it. I just am concerned about the fact that he was there. Whatever was going on, there were people beating him up and whacking him.
Yes.
You know, I just think, right, exactly. You may have been upset with me because of what I said. And what I said, I have no use for Tucker Carlson under any circumstances.
Yeah, and it didn't have anything to do with Tucker either.
No.
But, hey, when you went to high school, though, weren't there kids pulling up in trucks in high school with their .22 rifles in the back window of the truck?
No. There were no kids. There were very few kids that even drove cars to school. When I was in high school, and I'm a little older than you are, but I must have come from a different world, because when I was in high school in the, I was in high school from 1960 to 1964, and there were scant, there may have been a half a dozen youngsters in my class, and let's see, how many were there? I was the first graduating class of Framingham South and North High School. I think there were 320 maybe in our class. It was a pretty large class. And of that 300 plus, there may have been three or four people who drove cars. And and I'll tell you the reason, one of the reasons that this was the reality is because, and listen to this, I remember this like it was yesterday. There was a kid in my class named Leo Bronzetti. And Leo Bronzetti's father ran a garage. And Leon was working for his father in the garage, and we had a vocational school attached to the high school, and he was in the mechanics class. Nice kid, but he drove this old Oldsmobile to school every day that he and his father had fixed up. And one Friday evening, he took the Oldsmobile and a carload of his friends to some record hop. I don't know where they were going. But they had alcohol in the car. They all got drunk. And they left the party. And Leo was driving probably 80, 90 miles an hour down a highway that was, the speed limit was 40. Oh, and he lost control of the car, crashed the car. He was killed. Three of the four people in the car were killed with him. And so from that point on, I get goosebumps as I'm telling the story. After that, there were no cars in the parking lot in the high school.
Weren't.
The parents didn't let the kids drive to school, whatever it was. So fast forward to today. Whenever a youngster seems to have, I remember you and I talking about this, when your son was old enough to go to school, he had that old black Ford pickup truck of yours that he would drive to school. And I just, I mean, I say this to all of my friends, maybe it's because it's so foreign to me. I did not let my children got to learn how to drive on the farm, and it was no special thing. They learned how to drive tractors when they were 9, 10 years old, both of them, and they both had to take their driving test on a, what in England they lovingly call a gearbox car. I didn't let them get their license on an automatic transmission. It was a standard transmission, but it was not a, they didn't feel like it was anything special to drive, and they knew they weren't going to get a car to drive to school. They didn't, either one of them, have cars until they could afford them themselves. So, and that's just kind of the way I grew up. A lot of people have different points of view. They want to make it more convenient for themselves, whatever it is. I just think that youngsters do not have the physical nor the emotional connection to the car, and actually know or have about them the reflexes and the ability to deal with driving today on the modern highway. I mean, I think about those highways that go through Salt Lake that we're on all the time when I'm there.
Yeah.
And a 16-and-a-half-year-old kid dealing with that traffic.
Oh, it's crazy.
That's
part of the problem of being isolated out here in the Intermountain West.
Yeah.
Is there's only one freeway in and one freeway out.
Yep.
And the roads just get clogged.
They all come
like
together.
Crazy.
And the kids don't know how to deal with that because they're not taught that when they're in driving school, and the parents don't teach them that. So you're cruising for a bruising. Anyway, we got off on stuff a little bit, but it all goes back to Kyle Rittenhouse and him being, in my mind, too young, too immature to have been.
Well,
I hold his parents responsible for
that. May be the case, but the important thing is that court decision was about self-defense, nothing else.
I get that. I get what you're saying, but I wanted you to know the deeper part of why I was, perhaps, sometimes when you get off onto these things, and I've maybe explained myself two or three times, I don't do it again in each of the discussions, so you may not have heard me say that earlier on.
Well, we could argue whether he should have been there or not. I agree. I could probably argue that both ways. Like, what the heck was he thinking?
Yeah.
However, that was not what the case. And it's perfectly legal in Wisconsin at 17 years old to have a gun on your person.
Which is something else I object to. I don't think kids today, they don't know how to drive, they don't know how to, I mean, it's a huge responsibility. I, at 17, was a member of the National Rifle Club, and we had the club in high school, speaking of high school, and that's, I mean, I had learned how to shoot before on the farm, but I learned how to handle a .22, I learned what the, you know, the and a handgun as well, and each week, I can remember Leo Insalaca. Leo was his name, Leon. Leon Insalaca was the instructor at the NRA class that we went to. We went to the National Guard headquarters every week, Monday afternoon, and we'd learn how to respect the gun. We learn how to fire a gun. We learn how to take care of the gun. And that isn't being done today. Nobody's.
No, I got that from my father.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a big right. We had a big farm up in West Virginia, and he took me and my two younger brothers, and we went out there with a bunch of containers of water. And he showed he shot this 1 gallon container with a shotgun.
Mm.
And he said, "Don't forget what that happened to that buck when it got hit with that shotgun." And then he hit it with a high-powered rifle, and then he hit it with just a .22.
Right.
And he said,
all
"Remember,
right.
anytime you point that gun anywhere, that's what's going to happen."
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly. All right, Dr. Jack, we're off on a tangent. Get back into it. But it's a good conversation, and that's where we're about here on the DJV Health Program. We'll continue.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Holiday spending is beginning earlier than ever for many shoppers who hope to avoid shipping delays. Bank of America Rewards Executive John Sellers shares tips for planning ahead to save and earn rewards.
Start by enrolling in loyalty programs at any retailers you plan to use for holiday shopping. Many will provide discounts or free shipping. You can also enroll in a banking rewards program and pay with a rewards credit card to maximize your earnings. For example, the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program provides members with a rewards bonus of 25 to 75% on their eligible Bank of America credit cards. That means when you shop with your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, the 3% cash back you earn in your choice category, like online shopping, could actually go up to 5.25% cash back, depending on your rewards tier.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferrewards. Bank of America member FDIC.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Thanksgiving is upon us. We all know this is the time of year when we really get into serious eating, right? We have a little bit here and a little bit there. And so you're wondering to yourself, how can I protect myself against myself? And you know what the old expression is, the best offense is the good defense. Or maybe it's the other way around. You know what I mean. And so that's why Calitrin comes into play here, because if you start it now, then you won't have as big a problem next January trying to figure out how to lose all the weight that you put on between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. And I think that if you look at it in practical terms, Calitrin, which is an all-natural product, it has fabulous components that will not only help you lose weight, but help you keep it off, which is what you want to do. So follow the steps at toploss.com to lose the weight. Find the product at Top Loss. Order it and then use the DJV code. You get BOGO deals. Buy three, you get three free. You buy 100 and get 100 free if that's what you'd like. Special Thanksgiving deals are yours, plus free shipping using the DJV code. When you order Calitrin, the natural way to keep the weight off and lose the weight. Calitrin at toploss.com.
Hi, Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To Dr. Jack Stockwell now here on DJV Health. The connection to Jack and I goes way back. Actually, when I first met Jack, he was doing, and now has gone back to doing, a local radio program, which becomes the contents of much of the podcast that you do. We have our podcast. We focus on important things that we talk about here and try to get to the heart and meat of our conversations. For example, a recent podcast at djvhealthshow.com focused on Jack talking about your brain. I asked him whether your brain is the same as your mind, and he has really good answers to that. He also explains a lot of different proteins in one of the podcasts, and we opine about science and medicine and that sort of thing. We also, in a recent podcast, talk about the foods that we eat, the right to grow and eat food, and my concern about what's going on with food sovereignty and the huge mega food corporations that are connecting to each other, not necessarily connecting with us. We talk about C-sections and natural birth, that sort of thing, organ donations. I'm giving you a sampling of some of the things that we've talked about recently in the podcast, which you can find at djvhealthshow.com, new ones every week. So, your latest podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com is a focus on childhood experimentation. What do you mean by that?
Well, now that they've allowed the vaccines at 5 years old, it takes years and years and years and years and years to determine the effectiveness or safety of a vaccine. And this super rush through that has taken place over the last year is just that whoever is getting the vaccine is the study. I mean, the study, people want to assume the study was over with before the FDA approved this stuff is nonsense. Mm-hmm. The study is ongoing, and even Pfizer's phase 3 trials aren't over till March of 2023, as they've already admitted. And then to start doing this experimentation upon 5-year-old children for something that they otherwise would have no problem with whatsoever, to me, is just madness. So that's what I focused on in the latest radio show podcast there at Forbidden Doctor. You go to ForbiddenDoctor.com on the landing page, click on radio show, and they're all there. That was just a list of week after week after week. In fact, I do another one tomorrow morning.
Well, there's a very important the thing about Jack and Ken and the other people that are at your service that do things with me under my various programs is that there's practical application for everybody. Your consideration here, maybe you don't agree, but your consideration that Jack is pointing you to is what is happening in schools. I know in my own neck of the woods here in Framingham, Massachusetts, there are 13 cases that have been reported this week in the public schools. And they've gone through this whole thing, whether they're using that as a handle to try to get parents to get their youngsters vaccinated. It was heretofore 18 plus, 18 years or older, you get the vaccine, and it was considered safe. So now, I don't know what they did to decide that it was okay for 12 plus, or now it's 5 plus. They just cut down the amount of the dosage, I guess. I think that's the only thing.
Well, the 5-year-old, yeah, it's a third of the adult dose.
Right. But they're basically saying here, Jack, and I don't know in Salt Lake where you are if they've done the same thing, but it, when they see the cases of youngsters who have this stuff, they say, see, if you'd had a shot, you wouldn't have gotten COVID.
Right. And their chances of surviving it are 99.9997%
of getting COVID.
Of dying from it.
Oh.
Surviving. I mean, of surviving.
Yeah, surviving. Right.
Like most people, I mean, we've all been exposed to it. I think I had the sniffles a little bit about a year ago, and I've got antibodies now, and I just don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, it's all food for thought. We continue in that vein with DJV Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Be medium. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Cronte. People want to see the downtrodden rise and those on top fail. It seems human nature to encourage those who are not doing as well as you, but pick apart those who are doing better. And why? Because the world likes you to be average. It's like the homeostasis of the world collectively shouts, be medium, but doesn't shout it too loudly or say it too softly either. So what will you do? Be medium just to please the world? Or be great to fulfill the vast, unlimited potential inside you and ultimately help the world? If the option comes down to daring greatly and being seen or being medium and hidden, I say, dare greatly. For support in all you do, visit DrChristianConte.com and check out my YouTube channel at YouTube.com/DrChristianConte.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden discussing an issue that's near and dear to a lot of Americans' hearts and wallets right now, gasoline prices. He spoke at the White House and said he is tapping into the nation's vast oil reserves, warning, though, it will take some time to have an impact on consumer-level gasoline prices. He also said this is not something that's happening just in America, but rather it's a global issue.
In Japan, it's about $5.50 per gallon.
Former President Trump says the president's Build Back Better Act is like throwing money out the window, and he says it's only going to make inflation and things like gasoline prices worse. And he told Fox's Hannity, had he been reelected, the U.S. would be the number one natural resource provider in the world.
We would have, at the end of my term, we would have been bigger than Russia.
This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Former President Trump met with Kyle Rittenhouse and tells Fox News his thoughts on the 18-year-old.
Really a nice young man, and what he went through, that was prosecutorial misconduct. He should not have had to suffer through a trial for that. He was going to be dead. If he didn't pull that trigger, that guy that put the gun to his head, in one quarter of a second he was going to pull the trigger, Kyle would have been dead. He's a really good young guy. He's 18 years old. Just left Mar-a-Lago a little while ago, and he should never have been put through that. That was prosecutorial misconduct, and it's happening all over the United States right now with the Democrats.
45 weighs in on the Waukesha Christmas parade attack on Sunday.
Well, he was out on bail, and he was a rough cookie, and it looked like they caught him in some other act that he was speeding. This guy was crazy and a real professional criminal. And a bad guy, and the good news is he hated Trump, okay? He hated Trump based on early reporting. And he should not have been out. He should have never. Can you imagine? I looked at that car going in. Somebody said 30 miles an hour. That was a lot more than 30, right through the middle of a band of people, hitting them from the back. So five are dead, 40 are badly wounded. The five number will go much higher. All because of a bad guy, and he was out on bail, a very low bail. Terrible situation. I mean, just terrible.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, second half hour of his hour of DJV Health, special weekend edition and Thanksgiving Day edition. Dr. Jack is here for those of you who may not listen to this program with regularity on the weekend or as part of the DJV program. He's an eminent NUCA chiropractor, and to explain that for those who don't know, Jack can tell you what he went through for training, why it's different than regular chiropractic. Again, Jack, this is for people who are new to the program and listening on Thanksgiving Day or Thanksgiving weekend that might not have heard you before.
Well, the most important thing is that the floppiest joint in the entire body is the head sitting on top of the neck. And it's super weak, it's super floppy to accommodate the incredible range of motion that the head has on top of the spine while the spine virtually is standing still. And that range of motion comes at a cost because of the weak floppiness. Accidents and injuries will tear or stretch the ligaments that hold the head onto the neck. and cause a displacement out of balance of the head on the neck, and it starts compressing nerves. And when you start compressing nerves at the very top of the neck, where your spinal cord is the thickest coming out of the skull, where the brainstem becomes the spinal cord, there's neuroanatomists tell us there could be as many as 78 trillion cells inside the human body. Oof. Trillions upon trillions upon trillions of cells are in the nervous system passing through this area. So it's information from the body into the brain, information from the brain into the body. And just like you can step on a garden hose that would restrict water flow to some area of your yard where it starts to turn yellow after a while, compression of those nerves at the top of the neck will have some deleterious effects somewhere in the body. If not just joint pain, muscle pain, headache, you know, sciatica, various neuralgias, but also internal organ problems can result from compression of those nerves.
All right. So I never asked you this before, but it just came into my mind. George Floyd died because the police officer put his knee on his neck. Could any of the things that you just described have been the cause for the demise of Mr. Floyd?
Oh, sure.
Floyd?
Sure. And if he was misaligned before that, because I saw pictures of him before his death. I could just tell by the way he was standing he was misaligned.
What does that mean? Explain that for the unwashed.
The head wasn't sitting properly balanced on top of the neck.
Yeah.
So there was already an inflammatory process taking place there. And then, I guess that's a regular police submission position? I don't know.
Is it?
That's the first time I ever saw that.
I know. I've seen a couple of examples of that. We had one here in Massachusetts last week where a fellow, an officer, there was a kid having a fight with another kid, and he got the kid down on the ground, 17 years old, and put his knee right into the kid's shoulder and neck. And people were aghast looking at it. Don't you remember George Floyd? Everybody was yelling at him.
Exactly. And if he wasn't misaligned before that,
he certainly was after that. Right. Exactly.
And you don't have to have symptoms show up in the next 2 hours after that injury. It could take 2 years before that system breaks down enough. It could end up with bad migraines. It could end up with low back pain, sciatica.
So let's go one step further with this.
Sure.
In terms of the later years and what happens with blood flow into your head and, you know, strokes, dementia, Parkinson's, all of those things, could they be somehow related to lack of having the proper adjustment? Having his, you know, as a NUCA guy, I know see people who you're concerned about maybe going down that road. But is there a danger if you don't have proper alignment of you? Is there more an increased danger of stroke, of Parkinson's, of Alzheimer's?
Oh, absolutely. It's interesting you bring that up because of a brand new patient I just saw yesterday who had a severe car accident 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was a really bad accident. And over the years that followed, they didn't seem to have a whole lot of problems. But about a decade later, in the last 10 years, all these breakdown symptoms began to show up in the spine, in the head, in the neck. Because this person was very healthy, they were very resilient, they were very athletic, so their body was able to put up with that kind of torment mm-hmm. until gravity just finally won out, got a lot of nerve compression. So she comes in, she's losing her, she's only 47 years old. She's losing her memory, she's losing her hearing. And she has been everywhere that she can possibly be, and everybody's, oh, your blood work's good, your x-rays, yeah, you've got an old injury in your neck there, we can see it in the x-ray. Well, she found out someone who knows us found out about her and said, hey, you better get in there and see this guy. So I take some pictures of her, and I said, yeah, there's the whiplash 20 years ago. Well, why didn't it bother me then? Well, then I just had to repeat what I just got through saying to you. Because a lot of times, based on the strength of the body, it will put up with a lot of torment before it finally can't do it any longer. So yes, she's had restricted blood flow to her brain. She's had restricted nerve innervation, restricted neurotransmitter activity, restricted nerve synapses in the brain, going on for 20 years. And even at the age of 47, it's finally catching up with all kinds of nerve problems that the medicine has no answers for her. That's why she ended up in our office.
Okay. So the people who are listening that may be new to the program, or even those who have been listening for a while, one of the reasons I love Jack to go off on, not quote-unquote a tangent, but the explanation of something like that, is so that it may ring a bell with you. If you have any or maybe all or most of these symptoms, then you do something about it. You go find a regular chiropractor. If you can't find a NUCA chiropractor, but don't let it go.
Yeah.
That's the lesson of that last
story. Just
do
get
not
worse.
Let it go, because it's going to be worse. I'll tell you something. My son, who just had his, he and his lovely wife, Sophie, had a baby boy last Thursday, and I've been posting pictures on my own Facebook page, facebook.com/DougStefan, also on DJV's Facebook page. And one of the things that I brought to Brendan and Sophie was a book about chiropractic care for young babies.
Yes.
And in fact, they have a they have already a pediatric chiropractor who if he hasn't done it, but I think this week they're going to do it, because the babies, when they come out, imagine the force, the trauma that we all have gone through. If we aren't cesarean born, then we go through the birth canal. And by its very nature, I never thought about this, you know, until I became friends with you. I got a good chiropractor here in Massachusetts that I've been seeing for 35 or 40 years. And he's the one actually that wrote the book that I gave to my son and my daughter-in-law. And so it was, to them, it seemed to make nothing but sense. She had the baby at home. It was a midwife thing. And so they're doing all this natural stuff. That's the reason I'm saying it, is because it's all the approach they're taking would be the approach that you would advise for a youngster.
Absolutely.
And maybe in a moment we can talk about why it is that a youngster that's just being brought into the world needs chiropractic attention. Dr. Jack Stockwell, NUCA chiropractor and GAPS practitioner. Don't forget about the newsletter that he has. ForbiddenDoctorNewsletter.com is where you find it. He produces a new one every month with all kinds of things. There's so many areas of service that you can get from Jack and the information that he has. And he and his wife do a lot of research. You'll find all of that, most of it, at ForbiddenDoctor.com or in connections to JackStockwell.com as well. Just tons of information that is very helpful. And for that, I am this Thanksgiving Day weekend and every day thankful that you and I are friends and that we can spend this time helping people out. Here's a way you talk about your neck. If your neck is out of adjustment, probably because you got a lousy pillow and you may be sleeping on a bad mattress. All those things are important, you know, when it comes to getting rest and to keeping everything. Let's say you go see Jack. You spend the time in there, you get the adjustment, and then you go home and you sleep on a lousy pillow and a lousy mattress. So you undo all of the good that Jack and others who would do the things necessary to help you, you're all undoing it. So perhaps you ought to be thinking about new pillows. The best place to get them is at MyPillow.com. Special deal on standard MyPillows right now. Can you imagine? The usual price is $69.98. That's what you'd pay in a retail store. You right now can get them online at MyPillow.com for $19.98.
Wow.
There's something to be thankful for. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that square, put DJV in there, and you get the standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Pretty cool. And there are a lot of other things as well. You get deep discounts using the DJV code on everything that's in the MyPillow product catalog at MyPillow.com. So again, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV to take advantage of this special deal on the standard pillows and other things that are there. We are at your service. I am. They are. Help yourself. Good Christmas gifts. There's a lot of things in the product catalog that you can find, and you'll save money and be happy that you gave people something to be really helpful to them in their health. Good night's sleep. Check it all out. MyPillow.com. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
'Twas the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his permanent frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever. $1,495. All access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here. A few more minutes on... There's a study that you have come across about intermittent fasting. Why does it work?
Well,
how does it work? Probably a better question.
Well, when we look at ourselves ancestrally, and how long have we had refrigeration, you know, since the end of World War II? Mm-hmm. How long have we had huge commercial farms just since the end of World War II?
Right.
And so our eating habits today, based on the last six, seven, eight decades, is in complete contradiction to our eating habits of the previous thousands upon thousands of years, where we had periods of plenty and periods of nothing, and periods of plenty and periods of nothing. And our genetic code, as far as digesting food is concerned, is that the body is really genetically wired to not have food for several hours, if not a day or two at a time. And then, of course, not to load it up with all kinds of processed foods that that we find in our grocery stores anymore. So this whole new science, like they call it new science, of intermittent fasting, where you go several hours a day without any food. Like you eat for 5 or 6 hours during the day, and outside of that, you do not consume any food, which helps to reset the hypothalamus. It helps to reset several other areas of the body that have been genetically coded for the thousands of years decades we've been upon this planet. And so the latest information, the latest study that came out, is showing that certain aspects of intermittent fasting works like a diabetes drug in the sense of going without food raises certain protein structures in the body that help to decrease inflammation that a specific diabetes drug is designed to do. And so when we can do anything to fight inflammation, especially heart disease that's from chronic inflammation in the arterial system, when we do this intermittent fasting, the study shows the increase of certain markers that inflammatory level is decreasing as a result of the body not constantly having to digest food.
Mm-hmm. All right,
so there's a lot of benefits to intermittent fasting. That's another one.
Okay. You'll find at ForbiddenDoctor.com several special products that Jack and Mary have formulated, the Long Life Energy Enzymes, Ageless Thyroid. And for this Thanksgiving weekend, you get 20% off if you call the office to order any or all of the products that they have. You can find a list at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Call the office at 801-523-1890 to get those discounts. And happy Thanksgiving from Dr. Jack and Doug.
life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The continuation. Our conversation goes on and on and on and on with Jack Stockwell. Dr. Jack has fabulous knowledge and creates in people the desire to know more about medicine from his point of view. He's one of the participants in our DJV health experiment. I don't think it's an experiment anymore. We've been doing this for a long time.
We're so getting into 2 decades here.
Yes, I know. It's no longer an experiment. So anyway, I had in my mind, I was looking at something this morning. Your clinic is in Salt Lake City. You've lived in Salt Lake, or you lived in that area, Utah, all of your life. And I see that the Great Salt Lake seems to be disappearing. Now, whether this has anything directly or indirectly to do with medicine, I think that it's worth a moment or two of our time because of what's going on there. It's been very dry there this summer, I guess, right?
So yeah, it's been, I think, for about like 5 or 6 straight years now, a downward trend as far as moisture is concerned. Now, we're in a full-blown drought, not just here, but in the West.
Yeah.
But something to remember about the Great Salt Lake is it's the bottom of what's known as the Great Basin. Salt Lake, the Great Salt Lake is the bottom of the bathtub. So if you've been out working in the garden all day long, or out on the tractor, or out some construction project, or in your backyard garden, or whatever, and you finally get to a bathtub that night, and you finally get yourself good and clean, what's the last stuff you see draining down that bathtub? the dirt, the mud, the dust, whatever.
It's on you.
It's on you. That is what the Great Salt Lake is, because everything drains to the Great Salt Lake out here in the West that didn't drain to the Colorado River. And so that's how it got so concentrated in these minerals. It's why, you know, it's like the Dead Sea in Israel. Now, the important thing is you wanted to know if it had anything to do with your health around here. I don't think directly, but indirectly it does, because there's so much more dust in the air out here. And you can see it during the day up in the sky. If there's a high pressure and there's not a lot of winds blowing through, you can see it laying a white cloud all over the valley, almost like smoke.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking, actually, when I saw this focus on the Great Salt Lake's water level and where it's going. Now, I've been to visit you how many times over the years, and
many.
From where you live up in the mountains, you can look down at the Great Salt Lake, which is on the other side of the airport, but it's from where you are, what, 30 miles or so?
Yeah.
I think outside of the city.
At least 20.
But the Salt Lake Tribune has a picture of what they've described as its death spiral. And that's kind of what I was focused on. This apparently is something that just appeared, or just the article has just surfaced, although certainly people who live in Salt Lake are aware of what's going on. And so how does this change the atmosphere? How does it change where you live? The Great Salt Lake is, in fact, where a lot of salt that's used in our country comes from. The water...
Well, there's a big Morton salt factory out west of the lake. That's true.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, we always talk about how vital water is to life.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it escapes us on a much larger scale how absolutely vital water is to life. Now, if you lived up around the Great Lakes or if you live on the coast, either one, you don't think that much about it. But out here, where it's getting drier and drier, and more people are coming here from California. And it's interesting that Victoria, being from Jersey, there's a lot of people coming here from New Jersey that just wanted to get out of what's been going on there for the last few years.
Well, we were just talking about that with regard to Georgia, Atlanta. A lot of movies being made there. A lot of people in Los Angeles moving. Well, the same thing is true. A lot of people are doing movies in Utah. Appears to be... very open to business, and so that's bringing more people in. You don't get any water. Where is your water? Your water comes out of the mountains, right?
It comes from the sky. It comes from the sky that fills the reservoirs. And it comes from the snow, the heavy, heavy winter snow, if we have a lot of heavy, heavy winter snow. Mm-hmm. If we don't have a lot of winter snow, the trouble factor increases every single year.
Yeah.
And this could be a killer year. This could be a year where people won't be allowed to water their yards anymore as of next summer we don't get a ton of snow this winter.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about, too? Have you ever been in the Great Salt Lake? The reason I ask that is because I've been in the Dead Sea in Israel. And you can't sink. You float because there's so much salt in the water. That was the case, I'm guessing, when there was a lot of water in the Great Salt Lake, too, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a big resort. It was called Salt Air. It's a giant resort in the West for the Great Salt Lake to go out there.
By the way, what about our body? Why don't we sink in salt water? What is there?
It's a buoyancy factor. You know, it depends. It's the relationship of your specific gravity to the specific gravity of the solution you're in.
Ah. Now, there's... you want to straighten that? You want to diagram that sentence, please, for me? And I'll get back. All right, so there's some interesting health information on the back end of DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.